Good evening, I'm Mel DeYoung. Welcome to this month's edition of the Folk Show Roadshow. The World returns tomorrow night at its regular time, and performance today is ahead at 9. The Folk Show Roadshow records concerts at venues in central Pennsylvania and gives you a seat right by your radio. Our goal is to foster roots in contemporary music and the folk tradition in the WPSU listening area. The music that opens the broadcast tonight is from the sister duo Ari and Mia Friedman, and we'll hear more from them at the end of tonight's show. Last month on the Folk Show Roadshow, we heard a few holiday songs from the trio we are featuring tonight, the Early Mays. We recorded them just last month as they performed for the Acoustic Brew Concert Series, and the themes of the concert continue to ring as we experience the deep chill of winter. One caveat, we are in the midst of the cold and flu season, and you'll recognize the familiar sounds of this time of year. Coughs are part of the live concert experience, but I can assure you, you won't catch anything from this broadcast except the joy of real music. Head with me now to the Center for Well-Being in Lamont, as MC Holly Foy starts things off. Holly had helped bring the Early Mays to Greenwood Furnace Folk Gathering in 2016 before they received the wider recognition, Holly recounts, in her introduction.
Welcome, folks, and congratulations on making a fabulous choice of what to do with your Saturday night, December the 9th evening. You all are the winners. I'm just so excited about what we're about to hear with these voices in this amazing room. We are so excited to have these three women with us. And so tonight, I just can't wait to hear them. They've had an amazing couple of months, so we're really thrilled that we had booked with them ahead of time, since they'll be at Carnegie Hall in no time, and we couldn't have afforded them. In 1 month alone, they performed at Cliff Top, which is kind of like the mecca for old-time music. That same month, they released their newest CD called Chase the Sun, and they were also recorded and have been on Mountain Stage, so if you listen to that. So they've had a great month. The Early Mays.
Oh, Thanks so much. We're the Early Maize, and as Ellen Gojan and Emily Pinkerton, I'm Rachel Liddy, and the Maize are based out of Pittsburgh, which is just up the road from where I grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia. So I'm not from Pennsylvania, but you are my nearest neighbor. So I'm going to sing a song about the second largest coal mining disaster that ever happened in the state of West Virginia, in a little town called Mannington, which is just over the hill from where I grew up. My parents used to attend quarterly hammer dulcimer conventions in Mannington. And though the thought of like 50 hammer dulcimers jamming together in a gymnasium might sound really bad, this coal mining disaster that also happened in that town was a little bit worse, and there were 78 men that died in that accident. And the song was written by Keith McManus, called Mannington Number 9. Thank you.
This is a song from Western North Carolina. It's from Elizabeth Cotton, and I guess she lived in more places than that. This is Oh Baby, It Ain't No Lie.
1, 2, 3. Honey, baby, what more could I do?
Because it was concentrated with kind of peak events in our lives. We've had a lot of fun shows, and one of them that was really, really fun was when we went to Ithaca recently for a house concert and workshops, and the home territory of Richie Stearns, who this next banjo tune is by, and a particular hero of yours?
For sure.
Banjo hero of Rachel's.
Yeah, I think of him as kind of like the Jimi Hendrix of clawhammer banjo. Hey, I'll take that. So the other exciting thing that has happened this year, that Holly didn't mention, is that collectively, the number of banjos that the Early Mays own have pretty much doubled.
And we're on a path.
Next year, again.
I could introduce you to the harmonium. Y'all might know the harmonium. It's from a yoga studio. They've found their way into yoga studios because the instrument, this European instrument, found its way to India, where it stayed and where it's beloved. And they use it in classical and devotional music. But it's just, the harmonium used to be a more of a parlor-sized organ with foot pumps, and it just shrunk. It's just a 3.5-octave reed organ.
called the harmonium. Portable.
It fits in the trunk.
You're listening to the trio The Early Mays on the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. The World returns tomorrow at 7, and performance today is ahead at 9.
We're about to sing a song that's, you know, like most traditional music. It's like traditional and not traditional, you know. All traditional music has had a long journey to get where it got and a lot of hands in the mix. And this particular song came to the hands of Sarah Ogan Gunning from Eastern Kentucky, from a mining town and a mining family, and she moved to New York at one point and was active on the folk scene. Woody Guthrie covered her songs, and she, in her singing, talked about the experiences of her family and her home. And this is a song, Girl of Constant Sorrow, that tells the tale of miners in Eastern Kentucky.
Together. We were not yet the early Mays. We were soon to become the early Mays, and we played traditional Appalachian carols. One thing evolved into the next, and so our first record that we made in the middle of July, in 2012, middle of July, we're recording Christmas songs, original and traditional
songs. Feels a little like July. Right
feels now. A little bit like that now. So we have a lot of seasonal things, and we're going to do a few of those tonight.
Okay,
I'm going to go with it.
Now comes the narrow
You guys ready for a good old time fiddle tune?
Yeah.
All right. The new record, Chase the Sun. They said, what have you been working on? And I said, well, I heard the most beautiful lyrics to a song that seems to have 70 different versions. Everyone's recorded it in a slightly different way. So I went to the source, was like a real scratchy old record. It sounded one chord and something like, I do false heart, now we must part. For about 3 minutes. So I followed the lead of everyone else who's ever recorded it and came up with my own version. And the Maze added some beautiful harmonies. So this is I Do False Heart.
You're listening to the trio The Early Maids on the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. The World returns tomorrow at 7, and performance today is ahead at 9.
Yeah, hey, right? It's a good thing I couldn't get it over my head.
Not the right banjo.
It was telling me. It was giving me a sign. Don't try.
So we're going to do two more and take a break.
Yeah.
And if you like the songs you're hearing, most of them we've done so far, we have on our new CD in the hallway. And I don't get to say this very often and actually mean it, but Christmas is just around the corner. And they make excellent stocking stuffers.
Okay. This is a song that Jerry Milnes collected. He lives down in Elkins, West Virginia way, and he's a folklorist, and he collected this song in Mingo County. It's called Little Pink.
Having a great time. Hope you guys are having a great time.
I mean, if you weren't here, we would just be singing for ourselves. So it's really nice of them. Thank you guys so much.
So we're about to play the title track of this CD. And in the course of the band, but pretty much since the beginning of the band, aside from kind of kicking it off with traditional music, it's bringing some of that roots of tradition into a different scenario, different harmonic structures, different feels, different ways of singing. And so this song, Chase the Sun, is kind of towards that end of what we do, but we love all of it. I call the land.
While the early Mays are greeting audience members in the hallway during the break, and many are enjoying coffee and home-baked snacks, I'll remind you that you're listening to the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. The World returns tomorrow at 7, and performance today is ahead at 9. The second set from the early Mays is ahead, and we'll round out the next hour with a few songs from the sister duo Ari and Mia Friedman on cello and fiddle, and beautiful vocal harmonies. But first, MC Holly Foy invites the early Mays back for their second set.
Well, are you having a fine old time?
We're so glad. We're happy to have you here with us. And we welcome back to the stage Emily Pinkerton, Rachel Eddy, and Ellen Gosian.
This is really great fun. This is a beautiful space, and we're really happy to have been invited, and we are happy to whomever offers this space for this kind of use. It's really lovely. My name is Ellen Gosian. I think people didn't know which of us was which. So my name's Ellen. I'm from Pittsburgh. I grew up and lived there my whole life. This is Emily Pinkerton. She's been in Pittsburgh for a dozen years or so. She's from Valparaiso, Indiana, originally. And Rachel Eddy from Morgantown, outside of Morgantown, West Virginia.
Thank you. first configuration of our trio was with Judith, was a great storyteller, and she had envisioned a story cycle, a song cycle of stories, and one of the characters in that story's name was a young woman, and her name was Early May. So Judith brought the name Early May to us, and we immediately latched onto it. We just thought it was the most beautiful thing, the Early Mays. I spent all of my life in Pittsburgh, in a really, you know, not even a very far radius of miles. But I did go away to school in North Carolina, and it was formative for me in many different ways. And this song kind of reflects just some memories from that time. This is called Old Stone Wall. Old stone wall and two wooden chairs, and your open windows, and a day so rare. Your dark eyes and your smiling face. Old stone wall and two wooden chairs. Two-lane highway in the salty air, the seabirds crying in the night so your soft voice, your warm hands. Two-lane highway in the salty air. What I recall is you walking down those stairs and me looking for any love at all. We were waiting cotton waving in that heavy southern air, the light of morning drifting near, through paintings and hallways and souvenirs. What I recall is you walking down those stairs and me looking for any love at all. We were waiting for the fruit to fall, and the sun was shining on an old stone wall. These gray years, and though you never call, I still see a change.
This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania. an outreach service of Penn State.